Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hey, Maysoon, good
Hi.
day. I have Crystal Mister on the line and she's ready for an NEC claim.
Okay, thank you.
Bye bye. You both have a good day.
Hello, Crystal.
Thank you. You too. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And was this for a loved one or for your child?
My child.
Was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And how's he doing now?
Well, he's fine. He still have, like, just a few developmental issues. So then he, like, act like a normal child, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave him.
Was there some neurological damage?
Not that I'm aware of. No, ma'am. Just, I guess, small, yeah, some brain issues, maybe like the learning disability.
Okay.
No one wants to admit that for their child, you know.
Right.
But it's really an issue.
Or any ongoing gastrointestinal conditions?
Not at the moment. Not now.
Okay.
But we did have those issues.
And when was he diagnosed with NEC?
When he was diagnosed, I think that was one. January the 14th, I think that was 2011.
January
like 14th. Days after.
And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula, or was it after he drank it?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Yes. Was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula, or was it after he drank
it? After.
Do you know how long after? Was it within 7 days, over 7 days?
I would say, yeah, maybe like within 15 days after.
Okay.
15 to maybe 17.
And what brand of formula was used?
Pardon me?
Which brand?
That was the Similac NeoSure.
Similac, okay. All right. And then can I get the name of the facility where he was diagnosed?
Sure. I guess that would be the hospital?
Yes.
Where I had him at? Baptist Memorial in DeSoto.
Baptist Memorial.
Mm-hmm. DeSoto.
Okay. Is that the one on 7601 South Crest Parkway?
Uh-huh, South Crest. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
What was the gestational age at birth?
Pardon me?
What was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks?
How many? 30 weeks that he was born?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 30 weeks. Yes, ma'am.
30. And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home and you went back?
Well, in the hospital.
Okay, so it was while he was still in the hospital?
Well, I guess we went home after that. Well, he's had issues in the hospital, so I guess after we, yeah, went home after the medication, or after the Similac. Just kept requesting medicine, but something stopping.
So he was at the hospital, and then you took him home, and then you started seeing some symptoms, and you took him back, and that's when he was diagnosed?
I actually saw them in the hospital. I mean, I actually developed the symptoms in the hospital. Well, he developed them, but I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I noticed them.
Okay, in
so
the
they
hospital.
actually mm-hmm, in the hospital.
But then you took him home and came back, and that's when he was diagnosed? Was it within 24 hours of leaving the hospital, or was it longer?
Yes, I was within 24 hours.
Okay. And what was his date of birth?
12/20/11. Well, they did keep him in ICU for 9 to 10 days.
He was in the NICU for 9 to 10 days?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how old is he currently?
He's 12.
12. Was there anyone else affected by the formula as well? Any other siblings or relatives?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is his first and last name?
Ani Shikab.
Can you spell that for me?
C-O-N-N-I-E. Last name Sheggog. You asked if he was still having problems, I guess. Like, I mean, he has, like, severe gastric problems every now and then.
He has some ongoing gastrointestinal issues?
Yes, ma'am. He does.
Wow. Okay. And then I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you for the spelling of his name.
Okay. C-O-N-N-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
S-H-E-G-O-G.
S-H-G-O-G?
E. S-H-E-G-O-G.
Okay. And then do you know his social?
Don't, not off the top of my head, I don't. And I'm actually out of town at the moment with my mom, so it's like nowhere near me.
Ooh. Okay, do you know the last four?
I do not. I used to. I cannot remember it. I don't. Oh my God. Please don't judge me. I just have so much to do. I cannot remember, and I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. It's only because I would need that in order to submit this. So if you wanted me to give you a call back whenever you're back in town and you have it.
Let me just, oh my gosh. Can I just check my phone real quick?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
See if I may have seen it. Yeah, you'll have to call me back because I don't have it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's okay. What's a good day to give you a call back?
What's the day? Oh, my God. This is so crazy. Tuesday. So maybe about, I can try to get it from my nephew today. he should be around, but it'll be like after 5. So you can, I guess, call me tomorrow. I can send him in my home.
Okay, then I'll send you a text from my direct line. So whenever you get a hold of it, let me know and I'll give you a call back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.